Look, y'all. It's the big time. It's Whitney Allen here.
Yeah, I just made an off-camera. I just made an off-interview comment that would definitely end my career.
That's okay, because Benaj had the camera rolling, so don't worry about it. You can't read my notes about you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, it's all right. So here's the funny thing, Luke. To start this off, you can look.
Can I look at you?
Yes, you can look at me.
I get lost.
Oh, my God. Oh, in my eyes. Sometimes, well, I can't remember, there's something in it.
When I'm here. That's all I got either.
That's fantastic. We heard you never had a Dodger dog.
I did today.
I'm done.
Did y'all have me one?
No, do it. Let's do it.
We got you some.
So what's funny is I was on stage. Oh.
Yeah. I got my own. See, mine says Whitney's wiener.
They
we
are.
Know what you want on them. We got nothing. We got a mustard.
Hey, I do. I can't. I have a figure to uphold up there.
So?
Yeah, I've been fasting. Same. Ketchup.
Is that a yes? Ever ketchup on your wiener?
I love ketchup on the wiener.
All right. I'm just saying. Cause
what I love about the Dodger dog is the wiener. You get extra wiener.
Yes. It's wiener out.
It's like bonus wiener.
Yeah. So you're right. You're
who
right.
doesn't want?
Bonus wiener.
Extra wiener.
Always. Everybody wants. Yeah. Extra wiener. It's almost too much wiener, don't you think? So, let me ask.
Hey, when my tour manager says subject change.
I had no idea.
It's bad.
No one's ever asked for that, ever, ever.
But really, I've never. So, I was on stage doing a photo with Sam and Morgan and Party, and this guy walks up with, like, a grocery cart full of Dodger dogs. Oh, and just starts throwing them, and they are amazing.
Right, I know, right?
Like, they're amazing just plain.
I know. That's why we got your plain ones. You could doctor it up.
We'll doctor it up.
Well, however you feel.
But
like
the problem is I would doctor them up with stuff to where you would never forget the smell of my breath. Onions and all, like, that's my deal.
That's me, too. That's why I'm backed up, because I'm like,
it's like the next morning, if you just don't have the gut ache,
right.
You didn't eat right. You didn't do it right.
That's why I'm staying away from you, because I had onions earlier and I thought, you know what? I still like Luke. I'm going to remain his friend.
Yeah, well, we're not even making any money promoting Dodger dogs.
Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset. That's Luke Bryan's latest on the big time. And here we are with
the biggest hit ever, biggest hit song ever.
Dang straight. You know what? You keep releasing songs and you're so busy. It's like you got your hunting, fishing, loving every day. Now it's Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset. There's no nap in there. It's like your energy is up here.
I'm having fun. As long as I'm having fun in this business, I will put some fun songs out, and hopefully you'll be able to tell it.
Well, you have been able to tell it. Now, are you not having fun? I heard you're going to cut back on touring next year.
Well, listen, I mean, let me answer this question. That's a good question.
Do it.
You know, I always say that I'm going to cut back on touring, but you know what? I think I have I have pushed it to the limit on how much I can be away from the family.
Sure.
I mean, I have pushed it every year, and it's been like, and every year I go into the year going, you know what, I've got to slow down at this aspect of my career. And when I physically pull my calendar out at the end of the year, I'm like, I was gone 220 days.
Oh, man.
And it's been that way for 14 years. So, and you know, it's one thing when you have a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, but now they're like, Dad.
Sure.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, my baseball swing is lacking, Dad.
Help me, Dad.
Help me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want people to freak out, but, and I'm doing Idol, so.
Oh yeah.
As long as Idol happens, I can't expect myself to like have a clear head and pull off so many aspects, but
you've been faking it so far, right?
Well,
right,
but no, I love
well.
That's
really
the
well.
Thing though. The problem is I do love the touring aspect so much. I will agree to touring, and then, you know, come mid-October when I look like a deflated pool float, I'm like, gosh, so you know, it's all about finding that happy balance, and that's all it is. I mean, just trying to have a little. I mean, my nephew Till, who lives with me full time, he's doing he's doing all kind of sports. And like next October and September, October, I got to figure out some Friday nights where I can go catch some of his football games and stuff like that. So,
right.
Because he's going to be a senior. And, it, you know, it's just trying to juggle this.
Well, I'm glad that, you know what, I think you're at the point where after 14 years, I think you can cut back a little bit. I don't think anybody's going to hold it against you.